Specials podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, welcome along to another week of the Specials podcast. Every week we look at the X Factor and the Strictly Come Dancing betting in the company of Strictly expert Andy Holding. He'll be giving you his best tips very soon. And reality trader here at William Hill, Rob Dixon, looking at all things X Factor. Love you to get involved as well, of course. You can get in touch with Rob on Twitter at reality_Rob. But without further ado, let's kick it off with Andy Holding's thoughts on this week's Strictly Come Dancing betting.
Hello there and welcome along to this edition of the Strictly Come Dancing podcast. It is week number 7, only 1 week away from Blackpool, so all the contestants are going to be striving to do their very best to get on that bus up to the Lancashire venue. Looking back at week 6, predictably we lost Anastasia, who was obviously very much teetering on the edge, courtesy of several iffy performances up to leading up to last week. And of course, she's been in the bottom two for 2 weeks previous to that. Unfortunately for her, she was up against Daisy Lowe, and Daisy, of course, being the more proficient of the two dancers herself, of course, who was in the bottom two for the second week running. It meant that this singer was on her way with Brendan Cole. Looking towards this weekend, and we're taking a look at the next elimination betting. Currently, Ed Balls is the very short price favourite, around about the 7-4 mark to go. We've got Laura Whitmore 9-4, Daisy Lowe 7-2, Judge Rinder 8-1, Greg Rutherford 8-1, and Claudio Fragapani and the rest of them bigger prices available. Now, I do feel as though Ed Balls has still got another couple of weeks left in him. Of course, he's the worst dancer in the show, but he's the most popular dancer in the show at the same time, and the popularity usually comes good over the former. And given that he's got quite a good dance this week, and he's off the back of a good dance, of course, last week where he wasn't in the bottom two, he's dancing the quick step to the Help by the Beatles. And looking at his training room clips, he looks as though he's got a decent bit of technique this week with Katya. And I think he'll get through with flying colours again. So once again, I do think Ed Balls is a poor favourite. He seems to be favourite every week, but he seems to be popular enough to avoid his position in that particular position in the market. So we've got that little middle band yet again, all up for the chop. It could well be a very classy dance-off this week. We've got the likes of Laura, Daisy Lowe, Judge Rinder, Greg Rutherford. I do think the dance-off's going to be between two of those four. Laura Whitmore, well, she was in the dance-off 2 weeks back. She bounced back last week with a very good tango, of course, top of the leaderboard. And she's doing a Latin dance this week, of course, with Giovanni. They're doing the samba, the bombalea by the Gypsy Kings. It all depends what her technique's like in the Latin. Up to now, it's been okay, satisfactory rather than brilliant. And if she can pull off a decent return, there's half a chance that she might be able to scrape through. So we've got Daisy Lowe. Well, I do think Daisy Lowe might just bounce off the back of two positions in the bottom two. She's dancing a very good dance for her this week. She looks fantastic in the training rooms doing the Viennese waltz. And even, let's say, if she gets into the bottom two, I think she's going to score quite high, Daisy Nalliash, probably 33, 34 with that dance. Is it possible for any of the others to overcome her polished dance and knock her off a perch? I don't think so. So I don't think Daisy's going to go in a rush, even if she's in the bottom two. So that leaves us with Judge Rinder and Greg Rutherford. Now, I do think there's a little bit of mileage in these two this week, particularly Judge Rinder. He's been caught sort of pottering along merrily in the last couple of weeks, doing quite well. Of course, he scored his maximum last week. He scored 32 points with his partner, Oscana, but whether they can pull it off this week doing the quick step is open to question. It doesn't look all that polished of what I've seen in the training rooms. His top line just seems to be a little bit all over the place, and he needs to sort of book his ideas up if he's going to do a polished performance come this weekend. Of course, he's got a few days to turn it around. There's every chance that he might do, but like I say, if he's in the dance-off, then he could well be struggling to beat the likes of Daisy and Laura if they're in there. Greg is the other one I think could be in trouble sooner rather than later. He's doing, however, quite a good dance for him this week. He's doing the Viennese waltz, so he might just be able to get through on the basis of a good sound technique. So In summary, I do think we're going to say get a very good dance off this week. I don't think Ed Balls will be in there. We've got no chance of the big guns being in there either. So we've got the likes of Greg, Judd Rinder, Laura and Daisy all up for grabs. And the value pick has to be 8-1 for Judd Rinder. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Strictly Come Dancing podcast. I'm Andy Holding, signing off. And until next week, of course, with Blackpool. So look forward to catching you then. In the meantime, it's over to Rob Dixon, who's going to take a look at all things X Factor this coming weekend.
Thank you, Andy, for those good tips for Strictly, and good luck with those. X Factor now, on to week 5 of this year's X Factor, and last week we saw the first shock of the show when Gifty Louise lost out in the sing-off to Four of Diamonds, probably on the back of this week's theme, which is a girl band, boy band. It did seem a very harsh culling of Gifty from the show, especially after she received standing ovations from the three judges on Saturday night. Definitely, probably the image of the series will be her face stood next to Simon on Sunday night, full of anger. She probably hadn't even calmed down. I saw her on Good Morning Britain on Sunday Monday morning, and she was probably still as angry then. So Gifty away and gone. Who will be joining her this week? Well, first let's have a look at the outright prices. And the real winner to me of Fright Night seemed to be Emily Middlemas, who's now shortened in the market from 8-1 last week to be strong second favourite at 130. Full list as follows: Matt Terry is 4-6. Emily, as we've just said, is 130. 8-1 Five After Midnight. 12-1 Honey G. 16-1 Sam Lavery. 20-1 Sarah Alto. 25-1 The sing-off winners last week, Four of Diamonds, 50-1 Ryan Laurie. So, elimination, and this market is a three-way fight at the head of the market this week. Four of Diamonds are favourites at 7-4, followed closely by Sarah Alto at 9-4, and the now flash vote supremo Ryan Laurie, after surviving again last week, he's 9-4 to go. Further down the market, Sam Lavery at 9-1, Honey G is 12-1, Five After Midnight 16-1, Emily Middlemas 66-1, Matt Terry, your outsider, at 80-1. As for a tip, well, we're back to last week, but Sam Lavery again could be the value shout this week, I think, feel at 9-1. With Emily's performance last week cementing her place in the final for me alongside Matt, the powers that be might feel that it could be the time to concentrate on Emily and leave Sam vulnerable. She's 9-1 to go, 7-4 bottom two. It does strike me as value again. She hasn't really, I think her best performances haven't really been in the live shows. She's had sort of middle segments. It's not really gone for her. Obviously Emily got the big push last week, so I just wonder if Sam is vulnerable. And I think at those two prices, I think they're both worth a bet for me. Probably the 9-1 you can take the chance. If she is in a sing-off, probably with either Four of Diamonds or Sarah Alto, she is likely to survive. So maybe the 7-4 to finish in the bottom two probably is the way to go this week. Not really much else, really. It's been a very quiet week as far as sort of turnover is concerned. We saw plenty of money for Emily on the back of last week, and sort of 130. She's still a sort of decent winner in the book, but it does now look like there's an alternative to Matt, which we've sort of been waiting for all series. Yeah, everything else is pretty quiet. Plenty of money early doors this week for Four of Diamonds. We opened up at 2-1. They are now 7-4. So hopefully, maybe the punters have spoken early this week. As always, happy punting, and I'll be back next week. Goodbye for now.